Federal leaders like you know that modernizing IT requires updated technology and a culture shift. Stop reacting to change and start leading transformation. Visit BoozAllen.com/Federal News Radio.
When it comes to cloud computing, the Office of Management and Budget wants agencies to be cloud smart rather than cloud first. After 8 years, OMB is changing the way agencies approach implementing cloud services. Federal News Radio's executive editor Jason Miller talked with me about the details of the new draft policy. All right, and Jason, it has now been almost 8 years since the Cloud First strategy rolled out, so it is probably about time to refresh things. How does Cloud Smart differ from the strategy we've been seeing for the last, again, 8 years?
Right. The last 8 years was really all about move to cloud, move to cloud. The drumbeat from the Office of Management Budget was just do it, just get there, right? This kind of this concept of, if you will, one size fits all. But that's not the case anymore. And Suzette Kett, the federal CIO, talks about what the change that we're seeing is with Cloud Smart.
Cloud First strategy was actually released in 2010. And it was part of the 25-point implementation plan to reform federal information technology. But that was at a time when cloud was still new. Many agencies were kind of early in their journey in adopting those technologies. And we've learned a substantial amount within the federal government, as well as the capabilities in the industry have significantly advanced. So Cloud Smart. And one thing that's really important is we're not changing the commitment to cloud first and considering cloud first, but what the strategy recognizes is ensure that the technology fits the mission that you're trying to serve.
That's federal CIO Suzette Kent speaking with reporters yesterday morning about this new Cloud Smart strategy. Now, Jared, the other thing that she also brings up, the big differential, is the fact is that this goes back to IT modernization, and this is part of this broader effort around IT modernization. And I think that's key piece to what they're trying to do with Cloud Smart.
So what have they outlined so far as implementation steps over the next few years?
Well, the implementation steps are far and wide. Now, one thing that is interesting about this is they've laid out a series of plans of actions and milestones, roughly 22 of them, that's going to happen over the next 18 months. And this is how she describes how that 22 will work and why is it important.
This new strategy is the first update in 7 years. It defines an integrated approach for agencies to more extensively leverage cloud technologies. And it updates the original approach and closes some gaps in policies that allow faster adoption, as well as streamlining some of the activities. It's about equipping the agencies with tools, knowledge, and flexibility to make smart decisions and not just have a one-size-fits-all.
Now, that's Suzette Kent, the federal CIO. What she's talking about there, Jared, is the way this new strategy breaks down between security, procurement, and workforce, each of those distinct but related, and where maybe in the past, each of those were kind of kept separate when we talked about cloud first. The Cloud Smart says, hey, listen, they all have to be integrated together, and they all have to work as one. We have to have FedRAMP. We have to have FedRAMP tailored. We have to streamline an ATO process, you know, the authority to operate, which allows you to put cloud services on your network. That has to be improved. And then we need the different type of workforce too, people with different skill sets. And then procurement, the way we buy, the way agencies buy cloud services and the way they pay for it. All of that has got to be implemented and thought of in a different way. And I think what we're seeing with this Cloud Smart strategy is this idea that it's not just, hey, go to cloud, but let's do it in a way that makes better sense.
So is the whole cloud first philosophy concept going away, by which I mean the idea that agencies should be looking to a cloud platform of some kind as their first choice?
I don't think it's going away. I just think that what OMB wants agencies to do is to make better choices in the realm of their mission. As you heard her say earlier, too often it was go at any cost. And now it's like, well, maybe for this mission, it doesn't make sense to move to the cloud. Maybe it makes sense to move a portion of it to the cloud, or maybe it makes sense to keep it in our data center. One of the things that OMB has highlighted and that I've seen speak over the last few weeks is the Justice Department, Joe Klimovich. He has a dual process. He has some data centers. I just heard him speak at a recent Tech Trends conference where he talked about, we're closing some data centers and we're moving to the cloud, but we're keeping some of the data centers open because we do have things that don't belong in the cloud, and we have other applications and activities that do belong in the cloud, and we got to find that happy medium. And I think based on what I'm reading in the strategy, that's where OMB wants other agencies to go. it's not where we were in 2010 when we thought cloud was cheaper, better, and faster. There are some instances, and we've seen this over time, where cloud is not necessarily cheaper, but definitely it's better and definitely it's faster. So how can you make smart decisions of where the better and faster makes sense? And then where does the cheaper, where can that play? And what where can you say it's cheaper to keep it in-house versus going to the cloud?
So in a whole of government sense, has OMB given you any kind of sense of how much progress agencies have made over the, again, past 8 years?
What's confusing about where OMB is going with this and the cloud smart strategy, and this is one comment I heard from an industry person, is it's very simplistic. It's very straightforward. There's not a lot of detail there. And I thought that was interesting because every CIO I speak with, and you know, for my Ask the CIO show, will say to me, oh, we're in the cloud in some way. We've moved our email. We've moved something else to the cloud. But the percentage of email in the cloud is still not very high. And in fact, you know, Suzette Kent talks about at the press conference yesterday, where they're at with the cloud efforts.
Most of the agency teams have already demonstrated some kinds of success in this area, but this what we intend is to move faster. And one of the most important components that we'll share with you around the strategy is that we seek to not just talk about one sliver of technology, but marry that with acquisition, workforce, and security. So all the pieces that need to go together to not only implement cloud technologies, but to sustain them and ensure that we're getting the value out of them after implementation as we go forward.
And that's the key there, Jared. What Suzette Kent was saying was get the sustainment. You can't just move it to the cloud and say, I'm done. It's how do you continue to modernize? And that goes back to this idea of, you know, DevOps or DevSecOps. It goes back to iterative development. And I think that's really part of this broader effort of IT modernization.
All right, Jason, and I understand OMB is taking comments on this draft strategy via GitHub pull requests, which is kind of an interesting approach. When are they expecting to have that feedback in?
They want comments by October 24th, so agencies have and interested parties have about a month. And this is a pattern OMB has done time and again, which I really think is a great idea, is to put these draft policies out there. It's already been through interagency review. Industry has already commented on it. But hey, what did we forget? What did we miss? What are some of the people out there that maybe weren't included in that initial look-see of the policy, the initial drafting of the policy, that would allow them to say, hey, you forgot, or hey, have you considered this? So, you know, they're getting a lot of good comments on, for instance, identity management policy. We saw a lot of good comments around the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, FITARA. And we've seen a lot of good comments around several other similar policies that they put out this way. So I would encourage people to go look at it, and we will link it to federalnewsradio.com, of course.
All right. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller. Thanks as always.
My pleasure, Jared.